What are you going to eat for dinner tonight? Maybe some rice, vegetables, and a nice piece of fish? Before I'm telling you about my research, I would like to take you on a journey away from your dinner table and all the way to Africa. What would people in developing countries eat for dinner if they don't have as much money as we do? Would you find fresh vegetables and fruits as you were used to at home? Probably not, because these foods are expensive. Instead, people mainly eat staple crops such as rice as their only dish. But a diet based on rice is not good for our body, and many people in developing countries suffer from diseases, which we also call hidden hunger. Unfortunately, preventing hidden hunger isn't as easy as it seems. However, a good way to deliver nutrients to people would be through foods they mainly consume, rice for example. I'm using a very old traditional method to fortify rice with minerals and vitamins. This method is called parboiling. First, I prepare a nutrient water by dissolving minerals and vitamins in water. Then, the rice is soaked in that water, and during soaking, the nutrients migrate from the water into the rice kernels. After a few hours, I drain the water and steam the rice at high temperatures. The heat changes the structure of the rice starch inside the kernel. The rice starch looks and feels exactly like a thick pudding. And this pudding-like starch makes the nutrients stay inside the kernel, because they cannot move anymore. After drying the rice, we have enriched parboiled rice. This rice looks exactly like normal parboiled rice, but has more nutrients.